Men of Poland take to the streets to reclaim what's been stolen away from them. Jordan Peterson sounding more Catholic these days than the Pope. And Novak Djokovic and Aaron Rodgers are in big trouble with the Great Reset crowd. Speaking of the lunatics of Davos, Candace Owens now is warning the world to learn how to hunt and raise your own food. Uh-oh, what's this all about? All that and more tonight from the Remnant Underground.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Michael Matt, and this is the Remnant Underground, coming to you a little bit delayed this week because here in Minnesota, this was deer hunting season. The season has just wound up, right? The team was quite successful. We have some photos, perhaps, of cameraman Walter taking the deer down and the family getting... I really believe we need to, and not this show, but we really do need to start talking about taking care of ourselves. Candace Owens did a thing on this the other day where she was saying her husband's a hunter and she's going to learn how to garden. And I felt like I had a little jump on Candace because we've been doing that for a long time, preparing for whatever the heck is coming.
What would you do if they brought the power grid down? And by they, I mean if the government purposefully brought the power grid down. And I'm not asking that question for fun. I'm asking that question because the World Economic Forum is predicting that a cyber pandemic, you can look this up, they've been running exercises about it this year, is inevitable. If you think I'm kidding, you can look this up. It is called a cyber pandemic. And it's something that every single person should be paying attention to, just in case they magically get it right again, like they did about the coronavirus pandemic. It's good for us as citizens to pay attention to that and to do what we can to prepare. Fortunately for me, my husband is a hunter. So you can take your picket signs and take them somewhere else because I don't care. My husband hunts. Good. That means that we know how to survive a little bit if we're in the wild, right? He's hunted his entire life. You know, I said to my husband, I need to learn how to grow vegetables. Like, this is the most important thing. I need to be able to learn how to grow vegetables. We're going to get some chickens.
You don't have to be out in the country necessarily. I grew up in the suburbs and learned how to hunt a long time ago because you can go out and hunt on hunting trips, teach your daughters and sons how to hunt. I'm a big believer in that. And this was a successful hunt. We had a good time. Butchered up the deer ourselves, family affair and all of that. So that's why we were delayed a little bit with this program. That and just sort of wrestling with what I want to talk about tonight is a little different, you know, a little different than the normal thing. I'm going to try to talk about some of the other casualties, I guess you could say, of COVID, of the COVID pandemic and all of this. Compassion, empathy, charity, you know, almost like major parts of our heart and soul as human beings, our humanity itself is suffering a casualty as we progress here. Minneapolis, what did we say the other night? 50 carjackings in Minneapolis over this past weekend.
Minneapolis Inspector Katie Blackwell says the city has seen roughly 25 carjackings since Friday. In total, this year, the city has seen about 460 carjackings.
We have road rage out of control. Now, road rage used to be you'd have a little race on the highway and it was kind of fun. Now, people just pulling guns out and blowing each other away on the highways after a little tiff over a lane change. You know, we can't get used to this. Random beatings in the streets.
The one on the left is an Amazon delivery worker. The one on the right, a 67-year-old tenant. Soon, this happens. The Amazon worker lets loose, attacking the victim when her back was turned.
You don't have to be on the far right, conservative, Christian, traditional Catholic trajectory to be very deeply concerned about what's happening to us. And then you turn on the TV, and what do you see? You see screaming matches.
I disagree.
You're wearing a mask.
You can have your thoughts, and I can have mine.
You're required to wear a mask.
I disagree.
It's science.
It's all about the thumbs up and thumbs down of the Colosseum. How can I humiliate you? How can I hurt you in front of people? Then I win. This has nothing to do with truth. We're ripping each other apart on cue, and it's the on cue part that we should be most upset about, that somebody is manipulative, somebody is pulling the strings, someone is causing us to behave this way, to turn against family and friends. And I'm telling you, I know many people whose families have not spoken to them in months, their own family members, much less neighbors, who are on the different side of the aisle when it comes to whatever, masks or lockdowns or now vaccinations. And see, this is more, or it should be, more terrifying than COVID itself. What is happening to us? So we're going to talk about this tonight. See if we can get somewhere. Maybe not. Maybe we're going to ask a bunch of questions we can't necessarily answer. But we're going to ask some questions. And just for the record, I'm not here to tell anyone what to do when it comes to personal health decisions. Do you know why? Because that would be insane. It's not my job to tell you what to do or what not to do when it comes to medications or vaccinations or whatever. That is not my job. In fact, at the kickoff of the Catholic Identity Conference last month, I practically begged the 700 folks who were in attendance at that conference not to let them do that to us. Don't let them polarize us over all of these issues which they're controlling.
I'm a newspaper guy. Nobody's telling me to get vaccinated to continue to keep my job. It's very easy for me to say, I will never get vaccinated. But it's not so easy for a lot of people. And I know there are some people in this room who have little kids, and you're going to lose your jobs, you're going to lose everything. What they want to do is create two classes of citizens, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. So they're trying desperately to divide all of us. And I would encourage you not to let that happen to traditional Catholics.
So don't you think we need to discuss this a little bit? Or we can just keep screaming at each other indefinitely. See how that works out. Because I know that's truly Christ-like. Just to scream at each other and denounce each other. Let's keep doing that for a while. See how far it gets us. Now, a fully vaccinated friend of mine recently sent me the following clip.
Question. They're telling the working people, vaccinate or lose your job. I have not heard anywhere, vaccinate or no welfare, vaccinate or no food stamps. Am I wrong? Or are they just not saying that? They're only saying it to the working people.
It's a good question. And my vaccinated friend wants to know the answer to this. So do I. So guess what? We had ourselves a little discussion. We have a friendship still. We're holding this together. My friend talked to his priest and his wife and his kids and grandkids and everything. Early on, decided to get vaccinated. I didn't agree, but we're still talking. We're still trying to get through this. We're all victims of what's the misinformation, disinformation that's going on. And so consequently, we're fighting now together, the vaccinated guy, the unvaccinated guy, shoulder to shoulder, fighting against Biden, fighting against the forced vaccine mandates that are coming out. And that's the big war. That's the big problem. We're still able to do that because we didn't allow them to blow our friendship apart. Now, I've got a friend who works for the Department of Defense. Now, he left Washington, D.C. right during the lockdowns last year. And now he lives alone and he teleworks every day. And guess what? They are not going to give him an accommodation, religious or otherwise. He is going to lose his job next week. Even though he's working by himself, they're insisting that he gets vaxxed as well. I don't think you have to be a conservative or a radical traditional Catholic to ask, why would that be? Why would a guy living by himself in his house, you know, 1,000 miles from his office, why should he be forced to lose his job? You're not going to hurt anybody living by himself. And so the next question would be for all of us. Wherever you come down on vaccinations, can you put yourselves in my friend's shoes for just a moment? You know, can you do that? He's got a conscience conflict. It's a matter of conscience. He's not a smart aleck. He's not out there with a placard trying to change somebody's opinion about anything. He's up nights praying, not able to sleep. Because he's about to lose everything in a few days now. What if that were you? What if your whole life is about ready to be turned upside down? And all you have to do is walk into your doctor's office and let them get the shot to you, just like they're doing with everybody else. It's so easy. But instead of doing that very easy thing, painless, easy thing, you find yourself torn in half, ready to lose everything. Everything because something inside of you, your conscience, won't let you proceed. Why ever would my friend be your enemy? Why are you angry about this guy who's about ready to lose his whole life?
Hi, I'm Catherine Matt from RTV, and I wanted to remind you that we have an online store. RTV merchandise, t-shirts, we also have legs, hoodies, even the Sacred Heart lapel pin that Mr. Matt wears in every episode. We even have flags. It's all right there, and we're shipping in time for Christmas. I sure hope you'll check us out at shop.remnantnewspaper.com. That's shop@remnantnewspaper.com.
The number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, is trying very hard now, if you're paying attention to this story, which of course has been buried mostly in mainstream news.
Until now, Novak Djokovic has declined to reveal his vaccination status. A lot is at stake if he doesn't play in Melbourne in January. A title to defend, a Grand Slam record to beat. But officials here say he won't be allowed in if he doesn't meet entry requirements.
It doesn't matter whether you are number one in the world or you're anything else. Our rules are about protecting Australians.
That includes having had two doses of a TGA-recognised COVID-19 vaccine.
Now, he's trying to cooperate, this guy. Even offered to get himself tested every single day so that he won't infect others, he won't pose a threat to anybody else. And remember, he's not a religious zealot. I mean, he's a decent guy. I think he's Russian Orthodox, right? Decent guy, family man. But he's not a zealot. He's a tennis player. He's not a Trump voter. He's not a MAGA hat-wearing guy that you folks on the left love to beat up. He's not one of those guys. He's just an amazing athlete who's really, really concerned about what he puts in his million-dollar body and what he doesn't put in his body. That's his bread and butter, and then some. You know, tens of thousands now. Tens of thousands of nurses, same boat. They're losing their jobs this month. They're just mothers and fathers, got little kids. You know, frontline heroes who worked with COVID patients every day last year. Do you remember them? I do. Medical professionals, by the way, who know more about COVID and preventing the spread of COVID than anyone else, right? Because every day they went into that hospital room where somebody was stretched out with COVID and they figured out how to make sure that person not only survived, but they didn't catch it. They didn't spread it around themselves. They're good at it. And now we're just going to cancel them all. Does that bother you at all? Because I bet it does if you think about it. Just going to can them? They're done? We're not going to deal with them? What are they, rubes? They're anti-science? Anti-medicine? How can you possibly say that?
Some of the rules to me are not based in science at all. They're based purely in trying to out and shame people, like needing to wear a mask. At a podium when every person in the room is vaccinated and wearing a mask makes no sense to me.
You got top flight athletes, pilots, nurses, doctors, teachers, liberals, conservatives, rock and roll Hall of Fame legends like Eric Clapton. What are they saying? At the end of the day, what are all these people, whether they're liberals or conservatives, what are they saying? It's my body, my choice. Right? Isn't that what the folks on the left have been saying for 40 years? So now just for making that same argument, we're going to dismiss and cancel them all. And I just ask those of you who think this is okay, because COVID is very scary, and you might get COVID, might get sick, I would just ask you, are you absolutely sure about that? Are you sure that all these guys, Djokovic, Rogers, the nurses, the doctors, the pilots, every one of them is wrong? Because you better be, because they're coming for all of us now, right? Many of these people who are standing out now, they're just defending themselves and their own bodies. But now, this week, it's getting really interesting, because now the government is coming after the kids.
But I'm grateful that we're here today. I'm grateful to be in a district that has gotten things done.
We recognize good enough never is, and that's why we recognize our responsibility to do more. And that's what we are announcing here today, a statewide requirement for in-person instruction for all of our children, to add to that list the vaccination for COVID-19.
And nobody's asking why. Why is it suddenly very important? You can work through the illogic of this. Why is it suddenly so important to vaccinate children? Don't you just have a hunch that something else is going on here? Do you don't really think it's still about COVID, right? Because this is utterly illogical. Nobody asks. Nobody takes the time to explain. They just say, do it again. Even Fox News, I keep hearing this on Fox News during the day of the radio. You know, you got Neil Cavuto or somebody. Tell me, Mr. Dr. Expert du jour, would you vaccinate your five-year-old with the new Pfizer vax for kiddies? And the answer is always the same. Oh, yes, Neil, I sure would. Yeah, absolutely. Check with that physician, you know, but yeah, I would definitely vaccinate my five-year-old. And that's it. Never the obvious follow-up. Why, doc? Why would you vaccinate your five-year-old when you experts, the doctors, the scientists, spent the last 2 years telling us all that this thing doesn't pose a threat to kids? The politicians know best, really? Do you seriously think that that's why?
No, we're not saying messaging bill, but we want to be sure that what we send is not birdable or bird bath or privilege scrub.
Those are two things.
Exercises we're engaged, bathing exercises we're engaged in, and
because Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are telling us to vaccinate our kids, that's okay just because they're on your side of the aisle, my leftist friends. Because here's something for you to think about: I voted for Donald Trump. And guess what? Donald Trump is the one who warp speeded this entire thing into being, didn't he? You know, with the help of experts like Dr. Fauci. Now, I've gone into why I think Trump did this. I think he was had. He was just delegating and trying to knock that metric down so we can go back to the old normal. But regardless, he's my guy, right? I voted for him. And if Donald Trump ever tried to tell me that I had to vaccinate my kids, I would tell Donald Trump exactly where he can go and go pound sand, first of all. That's what I would say to Donald Trump. So what do you mean? Just because Biden says it, that means it's okay? This guy, this stammering, sad, pathetic old tool, if he says it, you're going to do it? What's happened to you? Why are you doing that? What's wrong? That politicians tell you to jab your own kids? What? You know, we're going to shut down our brains just because our guy, the politician, told us to? Politicians have been getting it wrong, friends, in this country for, 250 years or so. Remember that little clown in this clown world, George W. Bush?
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
He was our guy, okay? He was our guy. When he and his neocon warhawks invaded Iraq for no reason. Do you remember that? And we lost thousands of paid subscribers over at The Remnant, by the way, when we resisted the lunatic, our guy, George Bush, you know, and the rest of those Republican war criminals to their faces 20 years ago. I didn't have any problem resisting them. You know why? Because they were dead wrong. And the world has been a mess ever since our guys were in the White House. Don't you get sick and tired of being played by your guys, by the politicians? I do. The left-leaning ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, no friend of the conservatives, no friend of ours, anyway, right now, is out there today blasting the FBI in their raid on James O'Keefe of Project Veritas.
After more than a week, the left-wing American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, issued a statement on Sunday objecting to the FBI's raid on the home of James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas. The ACLU accused the FBI of posing a threat to press freedom and the First Amendment.
And you know what I say? Good for them. You know, even the blind squirrel deal. No, seriously, good for them. They did the right thing because the ACL is looking around going, you know what? This keeps on going. We're not going to have a country left. It's out of control. I want to close on a pretty interesting thing called Warning to the World that Jordan Peterson released just last week. Now, I'm not endorsing everything Jordan Peterson says. You don't have to fill the comm box with what you like and don't like about Jordan, what I should know about dangerous Jordan, whatever. Just take this on face value. Well worth listening, a guy who's been looking for the truth for a long time and seems to be coming real close, and he's asking questions that I think we all need to ask as we proceed now into this really dangerous time in history. Check out Jordan Peterson.
a wing and a prayer, or the enemy. This has to stop. God, lift from me the intolerable burden of my ignorance, arrogance, willful blindness, bitterness, and resentment. As I pray that others rise above the same faults and temptations. I see even the best of men degenerating into the exchange of blows. I see even the best of men identifying the enemy in our neighbors and friends. I see even the best of men falling prey to cowardice and self-righteous anger. It needs to stop. I need to stop. You need to stop before it's too late. God, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. May what is highest guide our vision. May what is highest open our ears. May what is highest guide our tongues. And may we pray, fearful of the hell we could so easily and carelessly create. Deliver us from evil. Shine a light into the corners of our dark hearts. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And I would argue that what Jordan Peterson is talking about is the absence of Christ in our society. Whether he recognizes that or not, I assume he probably doesn't, but that is what he's talking about. He's addressing the chaos that comes after the war against Jesus Christ, Christ the King. He's talking about the absence of the great law of God, of course. Love God above all else, and love your neighbor as yourself. He's talking about that. He's talking about the absence of true religion in our society, friends. Everybody is seeing what happens when religion goes away, when God goes away, when Christ goes away. And I would respectfully suggest to Mr. Peterson and anyone else who's sincerely searching for the truth that we have the truth. This is what I hate about the ecumenical movement. It's so condescending. Well, we mustn't tell others what our truth is because that might be offensive. The Vatican's been up to that crap for 50, 60 years, which is just so insulting. You can share the truth with somebody like Jordan Peterson without being hateful or mean or nasty about it. So I would say to anybody who's looking for the truth, I firmly believe that I, as a traditional Catholic, have the answer to your search. I need to tell you that out of love and compassion for you. I want to share with you what I see as the truth, which is why we have to come together for conversations so we can have these discussions, so we can help each other through this darkness. So I would say that the truth that Jordan Peterson is looking for, to his credit, looks a lot like something that happened last Saturday, November 6th, in the streets of Poland. It looks like this.
Zaznaczył rozważaniem, ale rozważaniem od modlitwy anioła z Fatimy. To będzie nas wprowadzenie. O Boże mój,
pod Pontyuszem Piłatem, ukrzyżowany i pokrzywdzony, wstąpił do piekieł. I błogosławiony owoc żywota Twojego, Jezus. Święta Maryjo, Matko Boża, módl się za nami grzesznymi, teraz i w godzinę śmierci naszej.
The return to Christianity. The thing. The force, the entity, the religion that built Europe and much of the world. Greatest cathedrals, greatest pieces of music, was the greatest patron of the arts the world has ever known. Was the mother of theology and philosophy, the rule of law, the Magna Carta, all the way back thousands of years. Christianity, which sustained countless millions of souls for thousands of years, and it's only been since Christianity has fallen, which it has in its human element, that we've seen the world fall into hell because of it. So I firmly believe, Mr. Peterson, that what you're yearning for, searching for, is restored traditional Catholicism. Honestly do. And I hope we can have serious discussions about that. You know, that this faith, this religion, the kingship of Christ, yes, Christianity, yes, Catholicism, yes, it has been stolen away from us. And this is what must be restored if we have any hope of escaping the prison that we all find ourselves in right now in 2021. A Christless world, a world that does not have the benefit of the moral authority of the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church has silenced herself in her human element. That is why we resist Pope Francis, because he is withholding the truth intentionally from a guy like Jordan Peterson. He's talking about climate change and equity and all this stuff that he likes to talk about. But guess what, Francis? Jordan Peterson doesn't care, and nor should he, nor does any other serious thinking human being on the planet. He's going after the Latin Mass now. Anything he can possibly do to crush the old faith, lest someone like Jordan Peterson should, by mistake, stumble upon the truth. That's what he's doing. Oh, yes, this movement of large families, faithful men and women going to Latin masses, according to Francis, all those little children that they're having, this has to stop. Because if it doesn't stop, why, it could take down the entire New World Order. And guess what, Francis? You're right about that one. You're right about that. And it is going to take down the whole New World Order, this ridiculous New World Order of yours. The truth will win out in the end. And it will not be served by any of us in the church or in politics or anywhere else, burying our heads in the sand because we cannot handle the ramification of asking the question, what's going on? What's happening?
This historical gesture between Pope Francis and the great Sunni Imam of Al-Hazar, Ahmed Al-Tayyib, is beginning to show concrete results. The Higher Committee for Human Fraternity presented their first major project while in New York. This initiative is a tribute to Abraham, whom Jews, Christians, and Muslims see as a common father. It's called the Abrahamic Family House. It's a complex that will integrate a church, mosque, and synagogue, which for the first time will share a collective space for dialogue between the religions. It was designed by architect Sir David Ajavi and seeks to deepen relationships between religions, as well as nurture the values of peaceful coexistence.
Go ye therefore and convert all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Well, that's not the way it is anymore. Now we're building mosques and synagogues and churches so that nobody has to get converted, but just get along really well. Nobody's going to get baptized in the name of the Father. Not anymore. We're enlightened, you see? Francis is not interested in converting anyone. Francis is not interested in the divine commission of Jesus Christ. He's not interested in conversion or in any modicum of compassion or empathy for anyone who disagrees with him, which brings us full circle to the top of the show. Compassion and empathy, humanity disappearing at the highest levels. Where is Francis's compassion or empathy for the thousands of little children, homeschool families, moms and dads just got married, a couple kids have been going to Latin Mass all their lives? He's going to take it away from them. He's going to rip out the Mass that they grew up with. Where's the compassion, Francis, oh merciful one? Is this why you're attacking the traditional Latin Mass? Because in its every word, every gesture, and every rubric, it reinforces the central dogma of Christianity that Christ is the Son of God, the Redeemer of the world, and the only way that all men are saved through him. Is that the part that bothers you, Francis? Because there's no room for that with your new little deal there, the Abrahamic Center. No room for that in your one world religion that you apparently are trying to concoct. Just as there's no room, friends, for American patriotism in the New World Order, right? There's no room for truth. There's no room for Jesus Christ either in that New World Order. So Christians and patriots can form an alliance because these people intend to crush all of us. Christians, patriots, you know this to be true. You know this in your heart. They have declared war on all of us, on anyone who believes in Jesus Christ and tries to the best of his ability to follow Jesus Christ. It's war on all of us. And there's one question for all of us then to ask ourselves, what are we going to do? We're going to remain in fear and just continue to obey and do as they say? Or do we come together as best we can, form an army of resistance, go out and resist all of them to their faces for the rest of our lives, for however long it takes? I know what I'm going to do. So tell me, what about you? What are you going to do? I'm Michael Matt for Remnant TV. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we'll see you next week.